Welcome to NGA Notable Lectures, the podcast offering a deeper understanding of all things artistic. Born in 1980, a year closely associated with the birth of new Cuban art, Rodolfo Peraza belongs to the generation of young artists that has inherited a legacy of the hard-fought freedom of individual artistic expression. While questions of isolation, loneliness, and self-identity persist, his work traverses the confines of geographic and personal borders through technology. Using the internet, social media, and animation, Peraza creates a body of work that explores the moral, spiritual, and social modes of conduct governing society. In his For Your Safety series, the human figure is reduced to uniformity by means of a simplified language of symbol. Constantly in conflict with its environment, the figure addresses issues of authority and control. In this conversation, which took place on February 6, 2012, as part of the Works in Progress series at the National Gallery of Art, Rodolfo Peraza discusses his emerging practice with Michelle Bird.
Before we start, I'd like to briefly discuss some of the impacts and characteristics of the new Cuban art to allow for some context and a place to situate the art that you're about to see. The first generation of artists born and bred of the Revolution came to artistic maturity in the 1980s. They, too, had inherited a tradition of art that formally began with the opening of the foundation of the Free Academy of Drawing and Painting of Havana, later known as the San Alejandro Academy of Art, in 1818. In 1961, Fidel Castro delivered his now-famous speech, Words to the Intellectual, in which he addressed the role of the artist in society. Within the revolution, everything. Against the revolution, nothing. Thus begins the struggle by whom and how the borders between inside and against would be determined. Two main characteristics of the new art have been explored for generations of Cuban artists are the theme of the self, the individual, and its place or its environment and society. By addressing issues of identity, both individual and collective, allowed for a little more room for expression. The everyday is a place that intersects the political, moral, and ethical and ideological realms of society. And the latter half of the 1980s saw an enormous gap between the official and the actual everyday, a gap that the artists have explored ever since. Conceptualism became an important framework for the new Cuban art as it was in direct opposition to a focus on content, which has very specific criteria for what could and could not be considered an art. With all that said, let's take a look at Rodolfo's work. So I wanted to start with this installation shot of an intervention, as you call it, on the grounds of ISA, the Institute of Superior Arts, during the 8th Biennial. And it's a good place to start because at this time you were a student at the at ISA. And I want to talk a little bit about your education, perhaps influences, teachers, what began this investigation in this particular way.
ISA as University of Art is a great place because it's very open, and the people, the students and the teachers, we work as friends, you know. We make a party together, we talk about art together, and then it's very open context to make art, to study art. I like a lot my life in that moment. Then the ISA was the beginning of my professional career as artist. I study art since I have 15 years old, but the ISA was, I like this very lot, and then I gotta do something with all this meaning. Than is in the language arts. Then the ISA was a great place. Then I make this, was my first installation, public installation, made it with science system. I like a lot the science. The science are made it for utilitarian purpose. But when you change that meaning, you can change the meaning of the system of this language, and then you got another steps, another level of meaning. That is what I use, the signs. The signs are so quiet when they are regulated for the system, for the institution. But when you change that, you can change everything because you are cut the utilitarian platform and basement. Then I begin to make this work. And this was. This was very important work for me because before I decided to draw or paint, take a picture, I said, if I can make a sign, what I had to make a picture of a sign. Eh? It's very simple, no? Then I began to make signs. Then I have that part of my work very open. I don't think that the sign is one part of my life. It's just my life. It's a find something that I want to grow up with me. It's a travel life, you know. And then, well.
Didn't you tell me also that your first means of communication before you spoke was with your father, who yes. was out of the country for yes. a number of years, and you were 3 years old, and he used to send you letters because he didn't read. He would send letters with pictures, and then Rodolfo would respond to him with letters of pictures.
Yes,
so
yes.
The beginning
was
of
my first. was when I saw that, you know, in perspective, when you grow up, it's different when you read your life. When you are a child, you just receive a father letters from Union Soviet. My father worked for the Communist Party. And when I born, he had to go to Union Soviet to study in the higher level of the communists. Then the only communication, I don't read, I just have 1 year old, he sent me pictures. And I begin to send him pictures, my own drawings. That was the first step, in my opinion, in perspective, that I'm making art. Then for me, it's easier, a lot easier. Send art letters than speak then, and then another kind of type of communication. I like that language because work in the symbolic meaning of the reality, and that changes everything when you work on art.
And so just to show you a few of these signs up close, very interesting, and as you can imagine, as an installation in a yes. public space, talking about issues of that we were an artistic expression of, you know, of freedom and freedom
yes.
to do, and how, you know, society is controlled by modes of conduct. And here we have a few that don't speak just particularly to
yes.
Cuba. I mean,
yes. Well, in Cuba we have the tradition to talk about Cuba, talking about the world. It's a safe way to talk about Cuba too, because if you talk, it's not interesting to talk only about your country. I born there, but I don't decide born there. The problem is a global problem. It's not about where I born, no. But they have some responsibility because I born there. I you know, that is the good point. But the idea is the connection with the technology, the possibility to fly, to go wherever you want to go without, you know, without frontier, without is access to technology and well-being. That is a problem in every place in the world. But in Cuba have a special connotation, have a political connotation or a control connotation. In that case, I work in that level, but it's not just about Cuba. In my opinion, this work, it's like I made especially for Cuba. Was like the first and the last in the point to make something that, you know, blow up the meaning of the control. Because if you can buy a house, in that moment you can't buy a house. Now they get the permission. But this war was made in 2003. We was prohibited to get cell phone, was prohibited to get computer, and then was
prohibited to own a car.
Nothing is vain, everything is prohibited, but I know the reason, but it's wrong reasons. But the most people around the world have in this condition too. This is just a minority towns and countries and cities that they have access to that. Then I play between that worlds and I make this work. It was great because it was my first installation in the public space. Then the public was great because it's like the one day to other day, the signs coming up, and everybody said, what is this?
So they walked past this
moment because I feel I want to make art. I like museum, I like gallery, but I like to the public space as a very rich way to explore the connection between arts and reality, art and society.
So then let's move on to this series, which begins for your safety, which you have explored in installations and stickers and animation. After we're done, we have to use the PowerPoint first, and then we can go into the videos, but we can show some of the animation. This is a, again, this simplified language of, you know, the figure, the symbol, and this figure is constantly either losing its head, choosing to misplace its head, take it off, take a break from it. There's a series in which, you know, they're endless. They're really fun because you've done interventions in Cuba, in your own, you know, your own country, and other countries where you've gone around and put these stickers up in the public space. Do you want to talk about this a little bit?
Yes. This was for me the most important second step, because first I made signs, then I decided, well, I have to make something different, something with less impact, visual impact, but in the same level of language. And then I get a prize, un premio, mm-hmm. A scholarship. They give me some money. And then I says, well, I want to make stickers, because the sticker is very social. The people can put whatever they wanted. And then I make like 3,000 stickers of different situation. I call this part of the world for your safety. This is this modern idea of safety and well-being that is so ambivalent, because you are between the control, you are between the be safe and the lost your own freedom. Then I use this language like in the airplanes, then you open and says whatever you have to do in a crisis case, and I make this work. And everybody get the stickers and put everywhere they want it, and was great, because was, you know, it's the head. Let me explain that. The head for me is a container. And really is a container, because you put inside every you think that is the reality. And this is important point in my work. The reality is a symbolic contribution. It's not the reality. What do you believe? What is the reality? It's just a cultural contribution. It's different in every country, every place, depend on the access do you have to the information, to the technology, to your well-being, to what you will understand what is happening. But it's a container. You can put inside everything you wanted. And the institution work with that container. It's a symbolic way to see how happened. That is why I use the heads like something that you can play. Because in some way it's a reaction to totalitarian, to a fascist way to see the reality. This way is the right way. No, it's not the right way in any ways. It's a wrong way to see the way. You have to be open, you have to play with the different roles of the reality, and then you make your own way. And that is what I do, this kind of type of game with the head.
And a lot of this is very autobiographical. I mean, this is...
Yes.
You arrived at this as a child growing up at a time when everything was regulated and there were rules for behavior inside the house, outside the house, in school, in public, you know, in all of these different spheres.
I'm very happy to be born in Cuba. That was the best thing that can happen to me, because for me it's like a laboratory. Yes, it's a place so amazing. Even you born there, you think that it's more amazing than you can believe it. It's always higher than your expectative. It's always, you say, how this can happen? And then you have that, you need to find what supports in the symbolic meaning of this, in my opinion, very crazy things, you know? And then it's a motive to make my work.
Mm-hmm. Again, these issues of, I mean, this is all about the self.
Because
the self in
society. Because it's the relation between a kid when I was a kid and the school. Because the relation when I was young and the school, when I study arts, was a relation between a language that I can use for express what I feel about that reality. But that helped me in everywhere. That helped me in any reality. Because the arts, in my opinion, is that. It's a connection between yourself, your own soul, your own way to see the life, and what is around you, what is you connected.
This is a still from the animation, and as you can imagine, this frame by frame, the figure constantly in conflict in one way or another with its environment, whether it's self-imposed or not.
Yeah.
And we'll try and take a look at these at the end of the presentation. Then you moved on to the silent zone, and in speaking with you, I was really interested to find out what the difference was between this silent zone and for your safety. And so you had said that the silent zone was more of the interior life of the self, of the figure, in private situations and not necessarily social. And so do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because you do explore both sides, the public and the private.
The silent zone was an important moment. I find this way to express some idea, but I feel a little bit empty to continue making the same. No, it was an artist crisis, maybe. And then I began to try to find what text, what ideas is inside to the container, no? And then silent sound coming up is the first moment that I decide to make animations. I says, well, the sign always is a non-moving, minimal image, but I can do another step and I can move. They move and they have a character, and that I decide to make the animations.
Did the time period have something to do with? Could you have done animation in 2003, or does that have anything to do with the choice of materials or expression?
It's an artistic research. Mm-hmm. It's moving in different media. I like a lot the media. I like a lot the technology, because change completely the way to get a relation with the art. You can have time with the people. I like a lot the traditional art. I am an art lover completely. But in the new age, the new technology bring you the possibility to get another context. It's not just a paint that you had to wall there and just watch it. And the animation could be like an history of your life or yourself.
I noticed that more artists of your generation, obviously, using technology, which is interesting. Is there facilities at ESA for exploring art through technological means?
I don't
means?
Think so. I think
you've had
is,
to do a lot of this on your own or even outside of the country?
Yes, completely. I always bring all kind of deep stuff to my trips, to my studio. My studio looks like a spaceship in
spaceship.
Some way, because half a lot of scene that in Cuba is so rare that, the people say, well, this is why space with the projector and software and hard drives and server, it's all about technology, because, it's my way to make my work.
Mm-hmm. This is another great animation. Hopefully we could pull this one up, because it's really fun to see it as it works.
This is a guy crossing. Everybody says, you're in Cuban, Scorpio. You're talking about the Cuban and go to Cuba, to United States. I says, yes, I am Cuban. A lot of Cuban coming from the sea, thinking in another possibility to make their dreams real. But it's an international tragedy. I know a lot of smart people living in country that cannot live. And this is a tragedy, because the people need that right. That is a basic right. You don't have to be in the country as you be in the jail. That is a very contrast. Then this is for Cuba, but this is for that situation.
This is a topic that a lot of artists explore in their work, is this local versus global. I mean, one of the things that has happened in your generation is that you're no longer isolated, and by means of technology, you certainly are not isolated anymore, but that your work speak to a specifically Cuban audience, but that also has resonance outside of Cuba. So it's something I know that is always asked of Cuban artists, but and you have to constantly not defend, but talk about local
versus... It's important, because you have the archetype, then you can contaminate the art from some place about the archetype, then you have to try to separate the both sides, because how I told you in the beginning, you born there, you belong to there in a lot of way, but you belong to the humanity in the symbolic way. We have a connection, feelings. Then that is important too, that make us a one body. And my work, I decide to work with the science in that case too, for that reason, because the sign is a global body, visual body. Every place that you go, you can find signs. You can find signs, and you can find the place that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. That is the relation.
And then I love taking the everyday very literal here and going out into public and putting these signs. These are all from an intervention in Havana, which I think is just great. I would love to see people, this one man looking at it on the street and just wondering what he's thinking. But I also saw the top image, the strong man, on a blog. So it's taking the artwork and making it more accessible and adding another dimension to it, which I thought was really fun. People using actually a lot of your work on blogs. They see it wherever they see it.
I'm happy with that.
And comment on it. So this is in Havana. This is in Portugal, which I think is fantastic. I love this one. Again, in Portugal.
It's a shame that I can put my sign in Portugal and not in Havana. I hope someday put in the street in Havana too.
And this one I love, especially because you have the sign of the man walking across the street. Or they call it in Cuba the piano, the black and white piano. You see them everywhere. That's really fun. Next, we're going to move on to is this your first exploration with the video game?
This is a
play
second.
And learn.
Yes, yes.
This is a series that involves a lot of works, but we're going to focus on this video game. And the first time I saw this was at your studio during the 10th biennial, and people were just lined up and crazy just to get in there and just start. You'll see when we move to the video portion, it's set up a lot like Pac-Man, and you're shooting bombs, and it's so satisfying because you move from this the symbol of the figure to text.
Yes.
So you start exploring not only the physical modes of conduct, but all of the apparatus that supports it: the text, the pamphlets, the books. You'll see down here in the corner this manual for education, formal education, which was used in Cuba. I think it was introduced in 1976.
1973 was the first book that I found.
Okay. And it covers behavior in every realm, and actually the levels of the video game, we'll see some of the text, and that's what you're actually shooting at. So it's really fun. This is an image of it. Is this in your studio? This was your studio.
Well, this
is
an exhibition in Brazil.
In Brazil.
Yeah.
This is just
this
the,
is the book.
The book.
This is a horrible book. I can't explain. Well, the only way that I can show that book is a game where you can shoot the text and the idols in the book.
And again, this is a very personal experience for you.
Yes.
You grew up. Being born in 1980, this was the world that you grew up in. Very different from a generation of Cuban artists before and even before that.
Yes, yes.
So this becomes something that.
Yes, when I was a child, I studied with this book. Well, this book, in my opinion, was used against me. Past the time, I forget the book. I never see the book again. But someday, in one rent in Havana, before to get my studio, my apartment, I find that book. I remember the book. I begin to read what is inside. And when I find what is inside, I say, I have to make something with this because it's too heavy. It's poison book. Then it's difficult for me as artist work with some stuff is too heavy to charge myself, you know? And then that was a great step because I make my first game.
So that's when you decide to,
my relation with the book will be a ludic relation, a game relation. Then I shoot the book, but it's a game context. it's not a violent context. It's a symbolic fight. And that is a better fight that you can get when you have an enemy, in my opinion. You don't have to use... You try to not use the other ways.
So as you proceed through this game, there are many levels, and we'll see when we get to the game, but this little tank moves back and forth, and you shoot the words. And as I said...
I don't use anything in the game, and it's not in the book. I am very, very... For me, that is very important. I don't put anything else. I don't want to change anything else of the document, because it's a serious point. It's not... It's a game, but it's not a joke that the people study with this rules, and, you know, that is... What?
I love this one. Level 3, behavior with tourists. I mean, the book goes through, and each chapter tells you, again, how you're to behave inside the house, outside the house, you know, how to groom yourself, sanitary, you know, appearance. It's very thorough. And you've also done this in Spanish, in English, and in German, so you can play it in...
If you follow the rule of this book, you don't have to worry about anything else in your life. Everything is okay. Don't worry. It's amazing.
And the three major figures in this book...
Yeah, in the end of the book, you have 9 guys, like Lenin, with the biography. And then you read... the book is a very, very complex time bomb, because it's made it with the rule how you had to be. And in the end, they put you, the guys, why you had to be like this, because it's the text and the idol in the same book. And I select just 3, for me the most important in the context of the book, and one is Lenin, one is Martí, José Martí, I don't know if you know who is it. He's an old national patriot. He's a great man. Fight against the Spanish colonial in Cuba. He's a wonderful man.
He's called the father of independence.
Yes, and Che Guevara. For me, I like Martí. That's who said this.
But he's a poet. Again, this is all about this idea of having freedom to artistically express
yes.
this world around you.
It's a way to be an artist and a person.
As an artist, to be given an education and to be given such a thorough and, you know, free and excellent education, and then to be constantly told what the perimeters of your art could be.
This is a modern condition. This is not a Cuban condition. Mm-hmm. But in Cuba, we have several... a thing that make Cuba in a special place in this case. But the modern concept is about how you have to be, and in a lot of place and a lot of country, you have similar roles. It's coming from another part.
Okay. And in fact, this is a version half monks, half soldiers, and this is about...
Spain, yes.
About the Franco period.
I began to study what in some special context the institution teach to the kids. And that is a new topic that I have in my work, that I am very worried about that, and I make my work about that. I am studying what teach in the schools in the real time, in the contemporary time, and in the past, because it's a process. You can't understand the reality right now if you don't understand the process. And this whole work is about that.
I want to quickly, so we can have time to play some games, move on to this game of dominoes that you made that has 9 different leaders on it, and this great shot of Havana where you have the people.
Yes.
If you go to Havana, people out playing dominoes, just games will break out anywhere. And giving these guys these dominoes, I loved the story that you said that they argued. They had to assign the numbers and the value to these people.
Yes.
And it was freeform. It depended on who was playing the game. So if, you know, it was a particularly good day for Lenin, maybe he got a higher number. So I thought it was really fun that there was an
yes.
element of spontaneity to it. There's a great
article. The name of the game is I Don't Play Dominoes. It's a sentence about what I feel about the idolatry, you know. It's about that.
Idols. There's a great article, Idols, Ideology, and Idolatry,
yes.
written about this
yes.
piece, which is really great. We'll quickly just talk about this series that you did with, these are the children of Havana, singing, taking songs from, again, from the Franco period, songs for my backpack, the inheritance my siblings left me when falling. Again, this is all about the idea of the, you know, the conditioning from a young age of, you know, the of conduct. Of,
yes.
of
when I began to make the game of about the Spain, because part of my family come to Spain, and was the second step to the investigation, I found music. When I found music, was horrible. Then I make this work. I can show you if you want it later.
Yeah, we'll go past that quickly. And then I love this, with the you let the kids play the video games, and there's a series of pictures where they're just, you know, their faces are so gleeful, just getting a chance to...
It was a special experiment with
yeah.
the kids. Very carefully experiment, because that was great.
And then we'll quickly just go to this last series that you've been working on, What Emptiness Contains. This is another investigation of the vessel, the container, and the, you know, what is what we fill it with. That, and
yeah, it's casual, but they are a circle too. And for me, in a big picture, they are like a hat in some way.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to give you a little bit of background. This particular architecture is a prison, and it is in Cuba, and it was based on an 18th century British architect's drawings of what is called
it's just one tower in the middle.
Panopticon.
Which is one guy mm-hmm. watching everybody.
Yes.
Jeremy Beran is the name of the English architect. He made it with the concept to get everybody have afraid.
Yes, fear.
Fear.
It's all based on fear.
Fear to be watched for the tower.
Yeah, you can. This is some photography that he did on the
It's part of the documentation to make a video game that I want to make. I am making online. Mm-hmm. It's in working process right now.
And this, although it was never built in the architect's lifetime, there are a few examples of it throughout the United States, state penitentiary in Pennsylvania. But the one that comes closest to the actual model is this one in Cuba. And then these are just shots from the video game, and we'll show the video game. And it's this idea that one person is in this tower, and you never know when he's watching you. So, you know, it just instills you with fear. At any moment, you could be being watched. These are some photographs that he did inside. It's now a museum, which is a very interesting idea. And these are just some shots from inside the video game. And then I want to turn it over to Rodolfo to show you the video games. Let's see if you can... So we can maybe quickly take a look at animation and then the play and learn series, which is really fun to see in the flesh, so to speak.
Well, this is a game. Then you can select which language you want it. And then you play in games that take it's like an old-fashioned game.
Remember Pac-Man? Does anyone remember
These are
Pac-Man?
Old-fashioned ideas, too. Then I have a connection between. Then.
So if anybody wants to try, too, you can come up and...
Let me... El audio está un poco bajo.
And the whole idea is, you know, destroy or be destroyed.
Yeah.
And the different levels. Show them some of the levels we were going through. Level 2.
This is...
In the streets and in public transportation. So this is all from the manual, taken exactly from the manual. Play and enjoy. Level 3 with tourists. We saw this one.
All this is on the book.
It is.
I don't put anything than chain. The way to show the book is... The book is a conventional book, but... Here is a game book.
Level 4 at parties. Level 5 in looking after social and private property. Oh, I love this one. Some sanitary
everything,
rules.
Everything.
It just goes on and on. How many levels are there? Oh, there was so much text that you had to break it down.
Yeah, I had to break it because I can't let it out. Mm-hmm. I let a lot of text out.
You left it out.
Yeah, but someone's like...
School life.
Then you can shoot Lenny if you want. Mm-hmm. I can, you know, I have to do it.
You're good. Yay! Let's see.
Che Guevara? Yes. Let's pass. And then, in the end, you have the evil one. Because... when you were born in that society, you in the school, in every place, you have this face. But when you are a very small kid, you don't know who are they, but everybody talks to you about who are they. And it's very suffocated. It's not about Cuba. That happened in all places, too. It's an institutional way to show our past, to control the symbolic work.
And this is the
sorry, because I know we have without time, I think.
Yes, and I just want to quickly show...
he follow you whatever you want. If you shoot him, you will die.
Yeah, it says, you are dead.
It's like a spatial ships, you know. You know, you are very lucky because when I show this work, I am not with the work, I can pass. Only the person that play the game can go out to the forward, you know. It's impossible to show the... It's a safety way to make the war, because if you don't fight to the book, you don't get to the end. But if you get to the end, you will die. And then this is the worst level. You can try it.
And then just quickly show you the game you that you're working on, prison. And then anyone who wants to come up and play, you're welcome to. This is a work in progress. And this is using a little bit more technology.
Yes. This is hard to do. Very hard.
You said you've been working on the avatars at the moment?
Yes. You can go into the jail as a prisoner, as a police, or as a priest. ¿Cómo se dice? Cura? Cura es...
Priest.
Priest. Or as a priest. And then you have an avatar inside. This is very, very expensive to do and very difficult because it had to be an online project. Then
Which
you go to the website and you go in as one of this kind of type of character. And you have a relationship between all people that is inside to the game, but in the context of the jail, that this idea. For me, it's a special experiment to see what is happening inside. And then you can go wherever you want. It's a 3D space. Let me put the configuration right. The right configuration. I have to close and open. I show you. This project will be a website. A website where you can go in and play whatever you want. With real prisoners, real police, in avatars.
I love the title of this work. It's so poetic, what emptiness contains, and yet...
Then you have this guy watching everybody. You know, this had to be with a system of CCTV cams. In the cities, it's the same model, because you have a one guard in some place watching a lot of screams, and this is the beginning of that idea of the CCTV. It's the same. Here, this is made it. You saw the pictures. I was in the place and make my own investigation. And a lot of works, drawing, and everything come to this investigation. But the end project is get this game online.
So look.
This is a point of view of the people listening.
When it's finally ready, we'll let you know. All right. So, does anyone have any questions they'd like to ask of Rodolfo?
No, this is not online.
Gretchen?
I'm interested to see you included someone you admired, as well as people I assume you did not admire so much.
Marty?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To be shot down, to be killed.
No, because it's a democratic option for me. When I shot in a symbolic way, I'm not shooting what I feel about Marty. I shot how they use Marty. It's a difference, and not everybody has the right way to see it, because if I put the image of the Jesus Christ, I'm not shooting the Jesus Christ, and shoot the image, how the image is used for some institution, some complex model of domination, you know. Make the movement.
Mm-hmm. That's an important point. Yeah.
So when this goes online, can someone see it in Cuba or will
it's, no, it no. Cuba? No, maybe if in the records, it will in some place put is about, well, the model is made it, making a real space study about the jail in Cuba. But was made in Cuba, but not was made by the actual government. Was made in 1926. Was a modern project to get the best prison on the world. That happened a lot in Cuba. In Cuba, I don't know what is maybe the geographic situation, the water around every place. They wanted to do the best thing in the world in some time. And this was a terrible project because they have five places like this, and one is just for it. And they have two buildings. When the people come, the doomed people come, they have to select where they put. And the project is like to make a new man, the first new man.
Mm-hmm.
The first new man, when we can talk about Cuba, is in this place. Because they have a priest, they have a police, they have a psychologist.
Psychologist.
Yes. And they have to, when you come in, you are in the jail, I have to see how Michelle is it, and depends on that, I put in different place. And then when Michelle go out to the prison, he had to be a perfect person. This was the project. The idea who built this horrible place was to make a better man.
Your question was, do you think that this game would ever be available in Cuba? I mean, there is more internet connection.
I don't know,
there.
Because in Cuba, we have an internet.
Yeah, it's a little...
We have a very slow internet.
Yeah, it'd be a very slow game.
Yes. Someone's... than have fast internet, maybe
they might be able to play.
Yeah, maybe they like the game too.
Yeah, maybe.
I hope so.
Yeah. Liz.
How is the censorship solved?
The censorship. Well, this is a very bad lady. I don't know. I have a lot of different situation. I prefer don't work in Cuba because it's a way to be safe. They believe that I do some one of day. I don't think everybody in Cuba, we have wonderful person everywhere in the institution and everywhere. But the censorship, the people who work for make the censorship reality, they believe that I make this work for day. It's not true. And then when you believe that, you get the wrong way to watch my work, to get my work inside to the Cuba, the institutional.
This is a topic that usually comes up in these conversations because artists have recognized the fact that there are certain works that they can make in the country, and then because they travel a lot, there are certain works that it's just not worth making in Havana, that they know that it's going to be read on one level. And these works are, as you... I've probably guessed by now, are meant to be read on so many different levels. And yes, you can read them on that level, but it's an artistic expression. It's an artist expressing the world around
He's
them.
He's watching you right now.
and the artists know that. They've had a long history with that.
You know, I can't dare say that one system that has a very paranoid situation, a real situation, that they are falling down in some ways. They see wrong ways in every place, and you can get in the profile of censorship, you can get in very easy. And with my work, it's like a scholarship. You go in without any. But I prefer the good relationship in the meaning of the way that I have to show this is not. It's a ludic way. It's not.
In a very playful kind of
I don't make a party.
Kind of
I don't.
Games.
You know.
Yeah.
I am. Yeah. It's a natural artist way to show my opinion.
Do you have a question? Or does someone else have a question? Or, yeah.
Is ISO well supported by the Cuban government?
Everything in Cuba.
Is it supported?
Which was the question? No, in Spanish.
Sí.
Yo, Elisa. No, no.
You don't think it is?
No. Elisa. Well, Elisa, the ISA was a project, and they get the better Institute of Art of America. It's another big project, you know. It's a beautiful place, beautiful architecture, a beautiful context, and some students yes, some students not. You know, it's different. Depend of your profile. Depend what are you talking about.
For all students.
Yes. Yes. Well, I'm not talking about freedom. I'm talking about
but it's accessible
between institution and what they can bring you. If you know, it's some different, but it's very specific. It's not. I think.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, does anyone want to play some games? Thank you, Rodolfo.
This has been a National Gallery of Art podcast.